Now that golden year waned and passed to a gentle winter, and there came another bright year. There was peace in Brethil, and the woodmen held themselves quiet and went not abroad, and they heard no tidings of the lands that lay about them. For the orcs that at that time came southward to the dark reign of Glaurung, or were sent to spy on the borders of Doriath, shunned the crossings of Teiglin and passed westward far beyond the river. And now Niniel was fully healed and was grown fair and strong, and Turambar restrained himself no longer, but asked her in marriage. Then Niniel was glad. But when Brandir heard of it, his heart was sick within him, and he said to her, "Be not in haste. Think me not unkindly if I counsel you to wait." "Nothing that you do is done unkindly," she said. "But why then do you give me such counsel, wise brother?"
"Wise brother," he answered. "Lame brother, rather. Unloved and unlovely, and I scarce know why. Yet there lies a shadow on this man, and I am afraid."
"There was a shadow," said Niniel, "for so he told me. But he has escaped from it, even as I. And is he not worthy of love? Though he now holds himself at peace, was he not once the greatest captain from whom all our enemies would flee if they saw him?"
"Who told you this?" said Brandir.
"It was Dorlas," she said. "Does he not speak truth?"
"Truth, indeed," said Brandir. But he was ill-pleased, for Dorlas was chief of that party that wished for war on the orcs, and yet he sought still for reasons to delay Niniel, and he said therefore, "The truth, but not the whole truth. For he was the captain of Nargothrond, and came before out of the north, and was, it is said, son of Húrin of Dorlomin, of the warlike house of Hador." And Brandir, seeing the shadow that passed over her face at that name, misread her, and said more. "Indeed, Niniel, well may you think that such a one is likely ere long to go back to war, far from this land, maybe. And if so, how long will you endure it? Have a care, for I forebode that if Turambar goes again to battle, then not he, but the shadow, shall have the mastery."
"Ill would I endure it," she answered, "but unwedded no better than wedded. And a wife, maybe, would better restrain him and hold off the shadow."
Nonetheless, she was troubled by the words of Brandir, and she bade Turambar wait yet a while. And he wondered, and was downcast. But when he learned from Niniel that Brandir had counselled her to wait, he was ill-pleased. But when the next spring came, he said to Niniel, "Time passes. We have waited, and now I will wait no longer. Do as your heart bids you, Niniel most dear. But see, this is the choice before me. I will go back now to war in the wild, or I will wed you and go never to war again, save only to defend you if some evil assails our home." Then she was glad indeed, and she plighted her troth, and at the midsummer they were wedded, and the woodmen made a great feast, and they gave them a fair house which they had built for them upon Amon Obel. There they dwelt in happiness. But Brandir was troubled, and the shadow on his heart grew deeper.